Hey everyone, in this episode, I'm going to show you a secret clip from one of my meetings earlier this week. I think you are going to love it.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? It is your man, your host, Jay Wong. Super excited to be doing this episode with you. And it has been a while since I've been on the mic. I know it has been me saying this over and over again in the last few episodes, but I swear, man, onboarding individuals, putting in new systems for your team while we are launching new products on the back end. I mean, I am not joking when I say like these days have been 10, 12, 14 hour days. And I'm just super excited to be actually doing this episode because I think sometimes when we all start with such a simple journey. And I think a lot of you right now are maybe just in those starting phases, or maybe you know certain parts of your business. You know how to create, you know, the perfect Instagram post, or you know how to write that blog piece, or you know how to create that piece of content that you just love. And I was in that like loving phase for what seemed like forever, because it took me forever to even get the courage to start. So if you're starting, I mean, hey, you're doing better than I did my entire year one. And it wasn't really until I started getting into the podcast that I started being more consistent with the content that we're creating. Now, why am I sharing with why am I sharing this with you is because in today's episode, I want to share with you a small clip that is one of my internal calls, meaning when I say internal calls, it means that when people sign up for one of our programs, Podcast Your Brand, the Accelerator Program, to help entrepreneurs launch and put a voice behind their movement and launch a podcast, we have what's called these like Q&A calls, right? And every now and then, I just jump on with the entire group and we just go through everybody's questions. Like they'll say, hey, like I'm over here, I'm stuck with this, like how do I solve this? And I'll say, do this, don't do this, okay, you're good, right? And like that's it. Right. And for me, I don't know about you guys, but like that's how I learned best, was like going out, implementing, like not talking to anybody, like just complete like implement mode, focus mode, disciplined. And then I'm going to get stuck, because let's be honest, like you're going to get stuck along the journey. Doesn't matter what you're launching, doesn't matter what you're putting together. You are going to get stuck along the way. You're going to have all these questions. And then that's when you go on the Q&A calls, you go, hey, I'm stuck here. What do I do? And then the person on, if it's a good Q&A call, they'll say, do this, don't do this. And like literally 2 minutes in, you're like, I'm good, high five, bada bing, bada boom, I'm done, right? And so like, I'm not a big believer in like having like a lot of fluff in inside the course itself. So anyways, we have these Q&A calls that happen every 2 weeks. And so I want to share with you a small clip of something that happened on one of the calls that I think is, as I was like re-listening to it, I was like, man, that's so good that I want to actually share that with the podcast and actually say in the clip that I'm going to totally share this on the show, because I think it answers a lot of the question that a lot of you ask, which is like, how do you make money doing this, right? Like, how do you monetize a YouTube channel? How do you monetize a blog? How do you monetize a podcast? Is it through sponsorship? Is it through affiliates? Is it through ad revenue, right? And like, they're all valid points, but for those of you that are in the transformational business, okay, for those of you that are helping people transform their lives, whether that's in, you know, their life, their relationships, their health, their weight, whatever it is, right? If you are in the transformational business, I think you need to be thinking on this level about the content you create. It's not about if you can give them the step-by-step process. It's not about, you know, how well priced you are. It has nothing to do with those things. Your job is to create a belief in someone, right? And I just can't wait. I want to share with you this clip, but if I don't give you the right context and you just jump to the clip, then you're going to be like, okay, I'm in the middle of a call. Like, what's going on? And your job is to create that level of confidence for that person to go do whatever it is that you're teaching them to do, right? That's actually like a huge part of it, right? Like when you do Podcast Your Brand with me, yeah, like I give you the tactics of like how to launch a podcast, but a lot of times it's like reminding you why you're doing those things. Like we need the mindset to be able to do it. It's kind of like you go to the gym. Everybody knows they can like go work out at home, right? Like everybody knows how to do a push-up. Everyone knows how to like, you know, like to start moving, to do like air squats and like, you know, like people know how to do those things. You don't go to the gym and hire a trainer to do those things. It seems like you do, but you hire the trainer and you go to the gym to be around other people that are doing it. Right? You hire the trainer so the trainer can push you when you have those days where you don't want to show up, right? So like, it's the same thing. Like whatever you are coaching people in or whatever you are trying to, you know, package and share your story and share your expertise, like if you're in that genre and you're in that industry, which I'm a big believer of, obviously, you need to be thinking about content like this. And if you're not thinking about content like this, I highly encourage you to listen to, you know, I think you're going to get a lot of value out of this because it's going to help you think about how you could showcase what it is that you do rather than tell people what it is that you do. So I'm going to leave it at that. For really quick, before we just jump into the clip, I had to bleep out and kind of cut out certain parts of the audio because either it was referring to, you know, some students or some resources that we have on the back end. This is not like a sales pitch for you to, you know, get into Podcast Your Brand. I think you should if you are in that position where you're looking to start your own show and have a voice behind your own products and services. But I totally understand it's not for everybody. But at the very minimum, I wanted to showcase and for you to think about how you got to create your content. So I hope this makes sense. And that's enough of me kind of painting the right setting, the right context. And I hope you enjoyed this clip. If you enjoy this type of behind the scenes type of interview, please, please, please let me know. Either reply back to my email or you can send an email to me directly, jay@thejaywong.com, or reach out to me on social to let me know, man, the behind the scenes stuff, Jay, like this is what I'm talking about, you know? So if that is you, then please let a brother know because we're always trying to figure out what it is that you guys are trying to learn and how to be able to create that content for you. So hope you got a lot of value out of even this, and hope you enjoy what goes on internally in my accelerator program. I'll talk to you guys very soon. Okay, Karen says, teach creative parents how to launch and grow their business from their garage kitchen tables sanely by implementing critical processes and systems. So here, Karen, Or let's just go all out here on this call. Let's just do it. A couple different things, okay? Something that I've really wanted to implement, and I have not implemented this, but I think every educator and every thought leader should at some level implement this because I think it's that impactful. So this is the idea. You have interviews, but instead of interviewing like, I don't know, the Lori Harders of the world and the people that are, you know, a New York bestseller or a billionaire or whoever, like that's already famous. What you do is you interview one of your students or you interview someone who's like a prospective client of yours. Okay. And it's not like, it's not like your typical interview. What it is, it's kind of like it's like a mix between an interview and a coaching call, right? And the whole point of the conversation is for you to serve. You just want to openly serve. That's it, right? Like I could probably repurpose parts of this for a podcast, right? Yeah. Like, can you guys not, like, I'm like, yeah. Hey guys, I know this is not like, you know, my students are going to totally get mad at me, but I want you to listen to this like 20 minutes, right? Because I think it's going to be highly valuable for each of you guys. And, you know, so I would think about doing something like that where you're just getting them to share about what's going on in their life, what's going on in their business. And then instead of like teaching them the how-to, because the how-to is really why they would pay you, right? Yeah. Or why they would buy your course. Don't teach them the how-to. Don't say like, okay, like you want to do one, you want to do two, you want to do three. I wouldn't approach it like that. Instead, teach them your way of thinking about it. So if you have like kind of like a framework
you know what I mean? That you teach, right? Kind of like high level. Say, look, in our course, we're a big believer in this framework, in the ABC framework. A stands for this, B stands for this, C stands for this, right? And for you, I think you got to focus on B. And what B means is, you know, systems and processes, right? And then you give them a, you give them like some examples, you know what I mean? Like kind of like some quick wins, right? And so what are you doing? So like that's the idea, right? So what are you doing? Like, why would this work? This would work because think about it. Everybody that's involved in this like thing wins, right? You win. How, like, well, first of all, the most obvious person that wins is the person that's receiving the free like hour with Karen, right? They're like, oh my God, this is mind blowing. I'm going to go apply this. Quick wins. I didn't even have to pay her. I just, you know, she's going to share this with her audience. That's awesome. Whatever, right? So I just got some free content and I'm going to apply it. And you kind of know that they're at least an action taker because they're coming on. And the catch is they have to be willing to share about that. You know, they have to share openly, but they're going to share in a wider audience, right? So they're like, look, I'm okay with that, right? The audience wins because they just got a relevant story, right? They got to hear the way that you coach. They got to learn a little more about your framework. They got to hear someone go through their own learning process and go, oh, wow, okay, like I can apply that. You know what I mean? And then you win because in our world today, with the amount of noise that's going on in the world, and I know that all of you will agree, it's not enough to tell people that you do ABC, right? Oh, I run Facebook ads. Okay. Like that's good. Okay. That's good for starters, right? But you know what's even better? If Karen tells you I run really good Facebook ads, then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, this guy must be good, right? So instead of telling people you are those things, you want to show them that you are those things, right? And by doing a call like that, by creating a piece of content like that, you're showing your coaching. You're not saying like, hey, go opt in here so I can like coach you and I'm going to do this later. Like you're just saying, I'm here to make you win. I'm coming from a place of service. I'm coming from a place of true abundance, right? And I would make a wager that our world still lacks that. You know, that we can use more of that, right? Like you're never going to get like the direct ROI from it as thought leaders. Like that's not even like should be your aim. You should always want it to be like, okay, this is the ongoing piece of conversation. And by the time someone meets you or by the time someone enters your world, they go, I've gotten so much value from you. I had no problem writing the check for whatever it was. You know what I mean? 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, like whatever it is that you want to do. So anyways.
You know that I did that with you? I subscribed to the webinar and I was like multitasking and just waiting to tell me, like, tell me what it is because I know, I don't care. I want to work with you.
Right. Yeah. And think about how weird that is, right?
Like, yes.
And I appreciate you sharing that, by the way. That's awesome. I love hearing that. Yeah. Stuff like that. I'm totally going to use this for the podcast.
Yes, you can.
But someone was sharing with me, this is back when I was in Vancouver like a month ago, someone was saying that like, they were like, okay, I did this person's webinar and they're like, this is what they did. They're like, I pulled up my credit card and I put it on table and I put on the speakers. I was like, let's go, come on. They're like, I couldn't speed through it because it's a freaking auto webinar, but I wanted to listen because I knew it was going to be valuable, right? But like, you know, they're like doing stuff. And then their brother or their sister came in. They're like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh no, I'm like waiting to buy this thing. And they're like, you're sitting there with your credit card on the table, just waiting? They're like, yeah, look, I'm just waiting for the sales page to come up. Like, I can't believe it's taken so long. You know what I mean? Like, what the heck? Like, I just wanna do this. And it's like, what a crazy world that we live in where that's kind of like the norm, right? People go, okay, so-and-so referred me, I'm sold. Just tell me, like, how can I do this faster? You know what I mean?
Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.